I think what's sort of given it fame is the out-of-body and ethereal experiences that people have while in the tank. They see colors, or they, you know, go somewhere completely different, or sure. have childhood memories of stuff they didn't even know they would think of at that moment.
Correct.
You personally, or Jeff, have you guys experienced stuff like that in the tank?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yes, we've definitely experienced that before. It's a good time to bring up the point that, you know, floating is really an art, just like meditation. And a lot of people, or some people, will come with expectations of that, with nothing less but to be, you know, shut down from it. So one of the points, you know, is really letting go. And as you do that, you know, you can definitely enter into some unique spaces.
Right.
Say that.
I was, as you know, anxious and nervous about me doing it. And I called Jeff the night before. I was like, man, that thing looks really small. And he goes, it's not small. We can even leave the door open. Mm-hmm. So thank you for easing me into it, by the way.
Thank you.
But you played some music for me in the tank, which definitely helped. You have the speakers built in.
Yes.
Like flutes and birds. And there was a guy who talked to me at one point.
Yes. Did you?
Did, no, it wasn't. There was a guy on that tape who
yeah,
talked
there was.
To me.
I heard
Are you
it.
Sure? And it wasn't just like my head talking to
no,
me?
No, because no. I listened to it too. And I was like, who's the guy talking? No, it was it's like a guided meditation part. So
I could barely hear him, but he was freaking me out. Because all there's birds and flutes, and then there's that guy.
Yeah,
and
well,
I wasn't ready.
We'll take him out next time for you.
It is very dark. The intent is to deprive all of your senses,
correct.
So you can't see. You're not supposed to hear. After a while, I did wish the music was off because
yes.
I kind of wanted to be in silence. You can't really feel anything because you're in this blanket of water.
Yes.
I was underestimating what floating means. You literally float. There's so much salt in the water that you can't even. I mean, if you try to push yourself down, you can't really do it.
You can't sink, The 1,000 pounds plus the enclosed 5x9 tank, all of those things that you just described aids in the whole experience.
Right.
Because most floaters, we don't put music on for.
Right.
So just to ease you in, if some people want it, you're very welcome. We always meet our clients with their needs wherever they're at in their journey, so it's perfect. But we do have underwater speakers for people that want to do guided meditation or, you know, sound healing or whatever, you know, Zen music or meditative music they want to listen to. But the real purpose is to be with self and get into that quiet, still space. And so taking out all the external stimuli, gravity always pulling on us, light, sound, are all extra stimulus throughout the day that we're not even present to.
Right.
But our brain and bodies are always processing. So to give yourself a complete break from all of that, it's easy to slip into that relaxed state. And the body actually thinks it's falling asleep. So you can enter into that theta state.
Between sleep and consciousness.
Correct, that right before you wake up, right before you fall asleep state. And so a lot of people experience that dreamlike state, which you're describing, you know, the maybe some images or visuals or, you know, memories.
Well, I'll tell you something that I started doing in the tank, which I forgot to mention afterward, which was weird. Again, we're the guys from the float lounge here in Laguna, Jeff and Rosanna are in studio. I started like interpretive dancing. Have you ever done that in the tank?
Well, you're 9 times more buoyant than the ocean. So yeah, there's a little bit of playfulness going on.
I wanted
on
to
in
like
there.
Move my hands and legs in like a way. I was tired of being still. And I had never like, I don't even know what I was doing. It was weird. And then
cool.
I caught myself. I was like, that's strange. Let's go back to the normal thing.
There's no right or wrong way to float. So that's perfect.
And a lot of people do like to move and stretch out in there because it's such a unique space and allows their body to do that and move in ways that they usually can't. So it's okay.
I'll tell you one more thing. I thought intentionally the shower was supposed to only get cold. Because the shower before the tank, I turned it the wrong way. And I was like, it must be the thing. It's supposed to be cold, and then you get in the water and it's warm. And then when I got out, I was like, I am determined to figure out how to make the shower hot and then turn it the other way. But I didn't want to come find you guys and be like, the shower's only cold. And no, Tyler, so turn it the other way.
Come out in your towel.
Yeah. So
no, for everyone listening, we do have hot water and water filters, organic products, organic towels. And to go back to what you were saying, Tyler, the water is 93 degrees, which mimics external skin temperature. So after several minutes, you'll forget you're even in water. And like we discussed, the, you know,
yeah,
couple minutes after that, you'll kind of forget your body, which is...
Yeah, you feel almost nothing after a bit. And you float, as Jeff indicates in the instructional video, with your hands over your head, so it opens your airwaves, right? Is that the intent of doing that?
Right, elongating the body.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I want to ask a personal question. I've been wanting to ask you guys this. Have you ever floated together?
No, we have not.
No.
Have you thought about it?
I have.
Not really.
We get that question all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yes. We actually just got a call the other day, but we've had that since we've opened. And this guy called and said he saw it in a movie where this couple floated together, and he didn't want to book an appointment unless he could float with his girlfriend.
And you don't allow that.
And no. We say no sexy time in the tanks. No, right. It's individual to be with self, and so you can float with
that
your partner
sense.
Across the hall. But
right, because you have two tanks,
absolutely.
So two people could go at once.
Totally.
Cool. Well, I had the privilege of doing this thing. The other thing I wanted to tell you that happened to me that I forgot, there was a man in a pin cap hat. He had a large hat on that was the shape of a pin cap, and I saw him for a moment.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what he said.
I don't know what he said.
But he was there.
Like a pen cap.
Like a pen cap. Like it's like a ballpoint pen cap on his head.
So we would ask, what does that represent to you?
I have no idea. I haven't the slightest clue. Maybe I'm out of pens.
Maybe.
I don't know. Again, the Float Lounge crew is in here. Jeff and Roseanne, you can join them at their business, which is Feeling Functional. They have the Float Lounge right here on Coast Highway, right near our radio station. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Your website again?
www.thefloatlounge.com.
Great. Thank you so much. I will see you next time I float.
Yes.
I will get more into it and more relaxed and hopefully see even cooler stuff.
No music and no towel.
All right. No music, no towel this time.
No, you did good. No towel. The second float is always, always better. You've gotten past the learning curve and your mind and body know how to ease in much quicker. So
cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks again.
Now, I guess you can go back to bed or eat some organic stuff or go to work.
No, we got floaters.
Whatever. Oh, floaters today.
We got early morning floaters, so we're ready to
go. Living the dream.
Well, have a great day. This is Yay Sayer. We're KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM.